Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't live without it!
97.3.
The Fan. KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. Brew a cup of coffee and wake up with Ben and Woods. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
Odyssey Station.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Doesn't happen all the time, but it did happen today. And that today is why we have had to have a carryover. That was your cue, buddy.
And Chris Ello.
The Washington football team, they have announced that they will be revealing their new team name and logo.
What was that?
I'm not quite sure what that
sadness
was.
Right,
I know what it was
That's
intended
sadness.
To be.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Tua to Haas, swung on, driven to left center field. Jason Hayward going back. He's at the wall. It is gone. Home run for Eric Hosmer. And the Cubs' lead is cut to 5-4 on the fourth home run of the season for Haas.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome in on this Thursday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Unfortunately, the homer did not end up really mattering because the Marlins, not the Marlins, who were they playing again? The
Cubs. We both did that.
Cubs, the Cubs would end up winning that game 7-5. Padres start a three-game series starting tomorrow against the Atlanta Braves. Let me welcome in my guys, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Chris, how are you today?
Good. I don't understand why Hosmer couldn't hit a three-run home run and win the game. Isn't it his fault they lost? It must somehow be his fault if they lost the game yesterday. I mean, what's the matter with the guy? He only had three hits and a home run, but he didn't get five hits, and that's what they needed to beat the Cubs yesterday. It's got to be Hosmer's fault. The Padres this year, I believe, are 20-12, Tony, is their record.
Yep.
All 20 wins are courtesy of Manny Machado, and all 12 losses have been blamed on Eric Hosmer.
That's how it is sometimes.
That's how they roll.
That's just how it rolls.
That's how they roll.
All serious aside, a lot of sports going on today. NFL tries to always come in and vulture the spotlight from everybody, and they've got a lot of people talking. Pieces of the schedule came out today, and aside from that, you have the news that it sounds like Padres are finalizing a deal for Robinson Cano. We'll get into a little bit of that. Scott Miller's going to join the show in this, you guys, it's 2 o'clock hour, my 5 o'clock hour.
This is your biggest fear, remember?
yes, the whole subtraction.
Tony loses sleep over the fact that he's going to probably give out the wrong time.
He told us the other day.
Well, it's down to be like, Chris is right. Like, people who may be in their car are, like, freaking out because I'm telling them it's 5 o'clock. Or they could be actually happy because that means they're probably going home. They think they're going home.
Yeah, hey, boss, Tony Gwynn Jr. just said it's 5 o'clock. We're out of here.
We got a rate-to-radio call. Kalen Sheridan waves Wave FC goalkeeper will join us again today as they prepare for another upcoming match at home. We've got a Big Five as well. Chris versus the Fan, Rate the Radio Call. We got it all for you guys today. But, Chris, where should we start?
I think. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What do you think we should start today?
Well, we probably should start with whether or not Robinson Cano is going to come here and save the Padres season. And I think we should caution everybody that the chances of him doing that are not very good. The chances of him coming in and contributing are probably pretty good. I mean, Robinson Cano, in this day and age, has got to be considered a pretty good hitter. He's batting 195. If you put that average in the middle of the Padres statistics, that's right where he would land, in the middle. He's got as good a batting average or better than Jerickson Profar, Luke Voit, Trent Grisham, and several others. So, look, Robinson Cano, is, to me, he is an example of what everybody in baseball is looking for right now, and that's somebody who can hit. The Padres have a very interesting breakdown of batting averages. If you look at them, you have two guys over 365, Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer, and nobody else is higher than 230. That is an unbelievable gap for the Padres. The third leading hitter for the Padres is Jorge Alfaro, and he's hitting 226. So
yeah.
I don't hate the signing of Robinson Cano. I just caution, you know, the people who are going to maybe hope that Robinson Cano can come in and totally change everything, you know, that's probably not realistic. What is realistic is that Luke Voit, we can finally welcome him to the 2022 season after what he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And hopefully this gets him going. And if he gets going behind Machado and in between Machado and Hosmer in the order, and, you know, you get Jake, you know, starting to rake like Jake can, you got a chance to start scoring some runs. And you're going to have to score some runs on this road trip because I think as good as the Padres pitching is, they're going up against three very good teams, and they're going to need to score some to come out of this with another trip victory.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I completely agree. I think I think Robinson Cano, as you say, could be somebody that can contribute. It'll be interesting to see how they use him. Right. Clearly, if Luke is swinging the bat, you can now slide him behind Eric Hosmer when the time is right. I don't know that right now is that time. You know, I know he hit the two homers, but you probably want to see him sustain this for a little bit. By the way, I love his celebration. The whole crack the beers open, but it's just water and just dumping it out on
It's
you.
Because it's the best ode to Stone Cold ever. I wonder if that's what it is.
I'm sure it had to come from that. It was fun to watch him finally get going in the right direction. I think the other thing that I think you have to kind of start to ask yourself is the bullpen. Like they've had some struggles here lately, and they're not healthy. I've said that all season long, but you do have to start to wonder. You know, a lot of the focus has been on the offense and what isn't right now or isn't consistently.
Yeah,
but I think there are other questions you have to ask about. You know, on the bullpen side.
Well, and one of the reasons you have to ask about the bullpen is because the offense isn't scoring a lot, not tacking on a lot of runs late in games to give that bullpen any more breathing room. So every time the bullpen coughs up a couple of runs, they're basically coughing up a ball game.
Right. I mean, and we said that too, right?
That's part of it.
Yeah, we did say that, right? It's about the margin of error, right? You don't have the cushion, which is why you need to have zeros right after your team closes.
I wonder if you consider, you know, moving to Bill Chrismod into more of a shutdown late inning role. I know he's been so effective as the long man, but
so effective.
You know, you look at Chrismod's season so far, 17 innings, he's only allowed 16 base runners, so he's got a whip, walks and hits to innings pitch ratio under 1. He's got an ERA of 1.62. Now, it's a whole different animal trying to lock down those three outs in the eighth inning than maybe getting outs in the middle of the ball game. But the reason I mention it is because nobody else has been able to take hold of that eighth inning.
And
Steven Wilson has done it a little bit. Luis Garcia yesterday could not hold the fort. Suarez has been up and down. Pierce Johnson is obviously gone for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Hill's out. So I don't know that it's something that the Padres tinker with, but you've got to find an eighth inning guy because, you need an eighth inning guy because your ninth inning guy is so outstanding.
Right.
And you hate to not be able to get it to him when, you know, Taylor Rogers has been pitching the way he is. So I don't know if it's something you consider, but you're right. The bullpen has shown a bunch of leaks here over the last two or three weeks. And, you know, it's frustrating to lose close, tense ball games. And yesterday the offense did get you back in, you know, to 5-5. So that was disappointing to then cough up the lead the next inning.
Yeah, it was. But now, you know, you move on, you get ready for this Braves series, and you don't get to – you're not ducking anybody in this series, right? Because
no.
you get it from one down. So you get free to first day. Who's the older gentleman that pitches for them? Gosh. He pitched here in San Diego. First game.
The older gentleman. Are you talking about, like, am I starting the game?
Maybe, possibly. The older gentleman.
Older gentleman.
Charlie
in baseball,
Morton?
In baseball
there
standards.
We go.
There you go. Yeah, Charlie. Charlie's starting second game two.
Yeah.
And then you got, I believe it's Wright.
Kyle
three.
Wright, yeah. It's a good lineup of pitchers. I mean, you know, Freed is awfully good. Morton's good. Wright. You're going to get Wheeler in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Who's been lights out. You're going to get Rodon in San Francisco the way the schedule lines up right now. So,
yeah,
you're going to get everybody's best shot. And, look, this is going to be a big challenge for the Padres the way I look at it.
It's good measuring. This is a good measuring stick road trip right
now. It really is. The Padres have had this season, right, Tony, a winning road trip, came home, had a winning homestand, went back on the road, had another winning road trip, and then came back home and had another winning homestand.
Yeah.
So they're 4-for-4 in terms of, you know, making
more
sure
wins
they win.
Than losses. Yeah.
That's right. They've won more than they've lost in every section of games so far. This will be easily the biggest test. You got nine games at Atlanta, at Philadelphia, at San Francisco. To me, if
east
you
to west,
just,
too.
Yeah, and east to west. You got two sides of the country. You got the World Series champions. In there, you got the Giants who had the best record in baseball last year. So, I mean, if you come out of this 5-4, to me, you've really done something. And I think that's the mindset you have to try to have going into this series. Not that you wouldn't take 6-3, but
yeah, you'll try to get greedy. Don't get me
course,
wrong.
Of course, yeah. But
you win the first series. You win the first series in Atlanta. You feel pretty good. You want the next one, and then you go into San Francisco in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, but this is going to be a big challenge, and I think they're going to need to score some runs, and they're going to need to lock down that seventh and eighth inning. I think we've kind of identified the two key areas that the Padres need to improve in right now.
This last homestand showed the peaks and valleys, how fast it can go, right? You mean, looked like Crone was starting to swing the bat there. He had the three hits, the two doubles. I think the night before, and then I think he went 0-for in yesterday's game, and it's kind of been like that. But you have started to see in that last homestand, the bottom of the lineup start to kind of do some things. It's not like glaring, but everybody seems to get on base one time. They find a way to get on board, whether it be hit or walk, and that sets the table for Manny and Haas eventually to maybe do something. So, yeah, you're right. I think we have kind of seen where you'd like to see the pods just continue to get a little bit better at, right?
Keep on just keep on keeping on. I mean, you get a winning road trip on this one, it's going to go a long way as you continue to try and, you know, keep your spot there. You're only a game and a half back of the Dodgers. You're still a half game ahead of the Giants. So, and don't forget the entire
NL West.
You all
right over there, Scraby? You all right, man? You're all kinds
of
stuff
falling.
Did
you just fall down? What did you do over there?
The new phone that we have in studio fell off of the hook.
You should see what they brought into the studio, everybody out there. They brought in a 1968 dial-up a phone.
No, it's a USB phone.
To answer. Why is that the new phone for you? You can't just answer over your headset.
Oh, wait, this is so you don't have to go outside to screen calls?
I love our engineering staff. I just want to keep our good relationship by saying that.
But where did they get this phone?
I don't know what the purpose of this is for. I mean, I get it. It's like so you could screen it while someone's on air.
So now we're going to hear you really talking into the mic.
Yeah, but we're still in studio trying to – like I'm still going to have to whisper, thank you so much for coming on.
But the phone is from like the 1980s.
It's a USB Skype phone that fell off of its hook.
Style of phone.
And turned on my microphone.
Wait, Chris, by the way, I believe you're wearing your Tannehill jersey,
I told
correct?
Him about this, Chris.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Tannehill jersey. The last time you were wearing the Tannehill jersey, Scraby had your favorite shirt on, which is the Friday the 12th shirt. That
Jason
you,
loves
that,
Friday the 12th.
No, he sat on Friday the 12th. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. That's why I wore it.
Oh, it is actually tomorrow's Friday
the 13th. Oh, it lines
up
for you this
it
time.
It does, but this is Friday.
Last time it didn't line up, and that really bothered Chris.
Well, it was because I was taking shots at his jersey.
I don't know why I took shots at my jersey. I'm just wearing a jersey because it was there on the hanger. And
I have
I
never
popped
said
it on.
Patrick Willis jersey or T-shirt?
And you've worn a Patrick Willis jersey before.
During a sporting event. I just put it
even,
on and go even, about
what
town.
What sporting event was going on while you were walking around the studio that day in your Patrick Willis jersey?
It was the Friday before the Super Bowl where the 49ers were playing in it.
Oh. So the Dolphins have to go to the Super Bowl before I can wear this uniform again?
Because no, you can wear it on Sundays.
If that's the case, I'm never going to get to wear it again.
But it's just like you're standing in front of your closet and you're like, Ryan Tannehill jersey or Chicago Blackhawks T-shirt that I also wear.
Yeah.
And you go, Ryan Tannehill jersey sounds good today.
It did.
So leave him alone, Scraby.
It sounded good today.
I have no problems, I guess.
You do have a lot of problems. I don't know
anyway,
why.
Anyway, well, why do you have problems with
all,
my shirt?
This is all coming. I don't have any problems with your shirt. I didn't even see what shirt you were wearing today until you brought it up.
It's true. I did bring it up.
This is all coming from a guy that last week, Friday, I went out of my way to decide that on this show, Tony.
That's right. You
I was
did.
To start being nice to him.
You did.
And I've been very nice to him for an entire week.
We didn't even have
and
a show yesterday.
This is
calm
how,
down.
Well, whatever shows we've had, I've been nice to you for about a week. And now you go ahead and start in with this. This is what gets it going.
This is, and then people will come up to you, Chris, and say that you need to be
yeah,
nicer.
Yeah, leave Scraby alone about his T-shirt.
Thank you. It's a great T-shirt.
Well, it's a great jersey. Gosh. I hate to tell you. It's a little outdated, but it's a beautiful jersey nonetheless.
It is a nice jersey. I'll give you that. It's authentic. It's hand-stitched, it looks like.
It's very nice. So, you know, whatever.
Can the name off?
When you got to pay like $460 for one of these NFL uniforms,
it's true.
You might as well wear it.
You might as well wear it once in a while.
What number?
Just because the guy gets traded, if you could only wear a jersey of players that were actually on your roster, you'd only have to get to wear a jersey for about a week.
I think that's
these
why
guys change teams so often.
I think that's why the NBA has their jersey ticket assurance, where if they get traded, you can get a new jersey.
Do they really? I didn't even know they had that.
They do.
That's legit.
What number is Jalen Waddle? He's number 17, right?
Yeah, this is a Jalen Waddle.
We need to tear
jersey.
Off the Tannehill and put the Waddle on the back, and then you got
have
a sweet
restitch
jersey.
It.
You got
have
a
great restitch
jersey.
It.
Yeah.
Why don't you? You know what, Scraby? I'll leave the jersey with you for the weekend, and you get that done for me.
I am a great seamstress.
All right, well, listen. You guys are going to have to continue this later because it is 2:16, and we need to get to break.
I was just going along getting ready to have a nice, pleasant day.
I didn't do anything wrong.
And you start in with my jersey.
It all started because the stupid phone fell off the hook.
Well, it's not really. It started because I brought it up. So, you know, I apologize to both of you guys for doing that to you. All right, let's get to break.
What are you wearing today, Tony, since we're into what everybody's shirt is?
He's wearing
sweats. Yeah. I'm in sweats and a black T-shirt. That's pretty much it.
The Matt Scraby special on the weekend.
No way to make fun of that.
Exactly. Nope. And neither of you guys can really see me, so it's all good. let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the way. When we come back, Manny Machado closing in on 1,500 hits. You know, this guy's not even 30 yet. We'll talk about more in that. More Gwen and Chris.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, now that everybody out there knows what shirts we're all wearing today, Matt Scrabian is Jason Friday, Thursday the 12th t-shirt.
No, it's Friday the 12th.
Friday the 12th. Jason is upset because it's not yet the 13th t-shirt.
Thank you. That was the most brilliant
description you've ever heard.
Yes.
And tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So did that just happen or did you actually plan that out?
Oh, I planned it.
So every Thursday the 12th that's on the calendar,
I don't think there's many.
That shirt.
Yeah, sure. I'll wear this shirt. On Friday,
he just happened to think of it today.
No,
I agree with you.
I'm weird enough to
plan
this.
I think it just
this.
Landed on this.
I got
you planned
the,
it out.
I went. Okay, so
all right, speaking of making fun of me for like making a rash, quick twitch decision to wear the Ryan Tannehill jersey today. But who plans out their t-shirts days in advance?
I agree.
It's like, ooh, this month has a 12th. Thursday the 12th.
Oh, well, let me get that shirt ironed and ready to go.
I actually just thought about it earlier in the week when I realized when I was putting together the documents and I go, oh my gosh, it's Friday the 13th this week. Anyway, so I had to go down to my car to see if my lunch, I left it in the car. Did not leave in the car, so I have nothing to eat. Number two, I get into the elevator and our great sales guy, Tony, gets in with me. And he's just looking at my shirt and he goes, that's a really awesome shirt. And I was like, yes, thank you.
I sent him in there to do that.
You did? You paid him?
I paid him. Just to make you feel better.
How much? I will say my shirt's stupid.
Just to feel you better. Make you feel better. Tony Gwynn's got a black t-shirt on. All right, everybody's set. Now, let's get to things that people might actually care about out
there. Yes, yes. We've talked about the t-shirt long enough.
Yes, I think so. First of all, an update on the health of Padre manager Bob Melvin. When we heard about this right prior to the show on Tuesday, AJ Cassavell let us know about it, Tony, right before we turned it over to the Padre pregame show. Certainly caught us a little off guard and, you know, puts everything into proper perspective out there. I know that these games mean everything, but when your manager is having prostate surgery and you're concerned that they could find some cancer there, you cross your fingers. And frankly, it sounds like the procedure went well yesterday for Bob Melvin. Reports in the newspaper said that he was doing well. And Tony, you're with the team. I don't know if you can provide any further update, but just to give everybody, you know, hopefully keep our fingers crossed, but Bob Melvin's going to be okay.
Yeah, listen, Bob felt pretty good about it, I think, going in. I didn't get a chance to talk to him afterwards, so I know as much as you guys know, but a bunch of us got to speak with him when he told us, you know, in the scrum about it. And it sounds like, I think it sounds like he's going to be a great prognosis is what it sounded like afterward. So hopefully you get him back. It sounds like maybe the San Francisco part of the trip, we end up getting him back. So, you know, just wish him a speedy recovery. And, you know, certainly his team is in good hands. He's got his trusted bench coach in Ryan Christensen as the manager right now. And I mean, beyond that, you have Matt Williams, who's got managerial experience. So, you know, they're in good hands while Bob is gone, for sure.
Somebody was saying that they think that a team could act a little differently without the skipper around on a road trip. As somebody who was part of a team, do you consider that to be something we should be concerned about on this road trip, or is that just nonsense?
How say you?
I don't know. They act differently. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I think they stay out too late. They maybe.
Oh, it was you. I knew it was you, Scraby. I knew it was you.
Maybe they eat too much ice cream before bed. Something like that.
Oh my lord!
Haven't you ever seen that movie Rookie of the Year where they throw water balloons out the window?
These are grown men, man.
Were these guys? Were they yelling and screaming on the air? Airplane because the manager wasn't there.
Running up and down the aisles like, ah! No, they'll
Manny
be
Machado
fine.
Didn't put his seat back cushion all the way forward.
Scraby, you are a trip.
It actually wasn't me, but that was fun.
Oh, I thought when your name went across my forehead. Like, I was
who
like,
was
oh
it,
my
Chris?
God.
Huh?
Who said that?
I just heard it somewhere, and somebody was surmising that the team may not behave, and I was like thinking to myself, that seems like a really ludicrous statement.
It's a ludicrous.
But I just wanted to make sure I was right.
They're gonna act differently. That's hilarious. Yeah. No, they'll be the same. They're professionals, and they want to win games. This team really wants to win, man.
Sure.
This is the beauty about finally being around these guys a little bit. Unlike the last 2 years, where you kind of had to keep your distance. We were around them a little bit, but there were still a lot of, you know, barricades, basically, in place. You get to know these guys, and you get to kind of see what they're all about. And I know the offense hasn't been, as we talked about, it hasn't been as consistent, but this team is they find ways to win, man. So I don't think it'll be any different.
So far, so good. You know, I was looking at something. The Atlanta Braves, who they're playing this weekend, actually have a worse team batting average than the Padres do right now. The Braves are .225, just behind the Padres, who are .227. The Braves, though, have hit 39 home runs. Padres have only hit 28. However, to your point, Tony, in terms of finding ways to win and score, the Padres, despite having 11 fewer home runs, have scored more runs than the Braves.
Yeah.
So that tells you they also have a better record. They're 20-12. The Braves are 15-17. But that just tells you that the Padres are finding different ways to get the job done. The other thing to keep an eye on this weekend, the Braves as a team have struck out 296 times. That is the most in the National League. So the Atlanta team coming off that World Series has not been putting the ball in play.
Expect that to go up because they got the three dudes going against them this week. So
yeah, they're going to get more strikeouts.
That's good. That number's going to go up.
Darvish, Manaea, and Musgrove for the Padres this weekend.
Can we talk real quick about how good Manny's been this season?
I don't see why not. I mean, he's been unbelievable, and he's got it. They came out with something. I don't know who it was. CBS Sports or somebody said their first. Early season leader for MVP in the Major League Baseball. Was a Major League Baseball?
Yeah, they put it out on their Twitter, I believe.
Of course, on the American League side, they just put up a picture of Mike Trout. And
just
I think
a picture
of
him.
That's just automatic. You have to put Trout as the MVP favorite.
He is balling, though. I'm sure he is,
but no matter what happens, Mike Trout is always the American League MVP. But right now, the National League MVP would be Manny Machado, according to MLB. So
I don't think it's close either.
I don't either. He's leading in every statistical category other than home runs, but he's leading in OPS and slugging and batting average and everything else.
You know what it feels like? And people might think I'm far-fetched, but it kind of reminds me of when my dad was playing a little bit. Like doing the games every day, and every day I say, man, Manny can hit. Like he's hitting the baseball hard pretty much every at-bat. He doesn't always get a hit with it. But he's getting a hit. It seems like I'm saying he's getting multiple hits every game almost. It feels like that.
Yeah.
That's how it used to feel when I was younger and I used to watch my dad. Like, you go to the field, two hits was like the norm.
Minimum.
And that's what it feels like. Except the difference is one of those hits sometimes is replaced by a walk because they end up not pitching to him.
Yeah. You know? Manny's been spectacular. There's absolutely no question about it. His defense goes overlooked because everybody just expects him to be perfect down at third base, and that's what he's been. He doesn't have an error yet this season. He's been absolutely phenomenal. And with that now, Tony, you mentioned it going to the break. He's now 29 hits shy of the 1,500 mark for his career, which means he ought to reach it in the next month or so. And he's going to do it by his 30th birthday. Which
When's
is,
his birthday?
Yeah, let's check that out here. His birthday will be July 6th. So
he's going to get there before July 6th.
He's going to get there before July 6th, I would think. He's got 29 hits to get, and he's got about 6-7 weeks before his birthday. So, yeah, I think he'll get to 1,500 before his 30th birthday, and that's why he's probably, of all of the active players in baseball, the most likely guy, you know, who's still playing to get to 3,000. What's interesting is that the guy who's closest to 3,000 right now,
Robinson Cano,
the guy who's coming to the Padres, by all reports anyway, should sign with them tomorrow. Robinson Cano has 2,632 hits. He'd need 368 more to get to 3,000. So Robinson, now's a good time to start that quest. You're going to come to the Padres. Let's pile up a few. But, yeah, Manny's been great.
Manny's got the most hits he's gotten in a year is 189. He's got to 188 three different times. He's because of that shortened season of 2020, it's kind of put him a little bit behind the pace I think he needs. But he's going to need a couple 200-hit seasons here, I think, in order to really push for 3,000.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, it really irritates you then when you start thinking about the 2020s. Although it was great team wise, but it really robbed him of a shot to keep, to be even closer than he is. I mean, because he's going to get within halfway before his 30th birthday. He would be way beyond that at this point.
He'd already be there.
Yeah,
for sure.
He'd be past that. He'd be closing in on another number at that point. And you know, that's disappointing. But all in all, man, he's been good. He's not chasing, and he's seeing less strikes. And he's swinging the bat even better than he has. This is the best we've seen him in a Padre uniform, in my opinion.
There's no question. And if you look at his game-by-game statistics, Tony, you brought it up. He's had a hit in 15 of his last 16 games. The only game that he didn't have a hit, he still scored two runs and had a stolen base. So
right.
He even contributed in that game.
Is that
game.
In Pittsburgh?
That was at Cleveland. In the 10-inning game of the doubleheader. He went 0 for 4 but had a couple of runs scored. And you talk about two-hit games. In that 15-game stretch, he's had eight multiple-hit games.
I think he leads the league
15.
In that.
So, yeah, he's locked in right now, and let's hope he keeps it going on. They're going to need him on this road trip. They're going to need all hands on deck they start this road trip tomorrow. All right, joining our deck, Scott Miller will be next from the New York Times. The outstanding baseball writer. Time to catch up with him when Gwen and Chris continues.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll be right back.
2:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, my guy Scott Miller, New York Times, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Well, Scott, how are you today, man? We got a chance to catch up with you the other day in at Petco.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you in person. So nice to see everybody in person in these days as we continue to come out of COVID, all that stuff. But, when I knew I was going to be on this afternoon, I thought maybe it would just be Chris and I, because I thought maybe you'd be on the flight to Atlanta.
Well, I was on the flight to Atlanta, but they've made way for me here at one of the Atlanta studios, and I get a chance to join you guys. So I want to start with this Padre ball club. Offensively, they've been inconsistent. From a pitching standpoint, they've been terrific. I know you've seen them a bunch this season. What's been your takeaway?
Yeah, I think a couple things. You can't ask for much more than what the pitching staff has been doing. Every night they're in the game and they have a chance to win. And I know the decision's coming up with Blake Snell probably going to be activated in the next several days. And that gives them 7 starting pitchers. And is Mackenzie Gore or Nick Martinez going to be odd man out? Whatever. I mean, number one, as you know, that's a really good problem to have. It's a lot better than when you don't have enough pitching. Number two, I think the offense is going to get better.
Yeah,
it has to. But if you pitch like this, if they can sustain some of this pitching, I mean, it's the old story with baseball. It's been that way for 100 years. You win with pitching and defense, and it's going to be a lot easier if they start hitting. But if they can pitch like this, then they're going to be in contention all year, no matter who does or doesn't start hitting.
Scott Miller is with us. I didn't get a chance to see you the other day, unfortunately.
I know. we'll work on remedying that soon, Chris.
We'll have to remedy that one way or another. You know, you talked about fielding being important, Scott. I was just looking at the National League fielding statistics. Cincinnati Reds have committed the fewest errors in the National League. Hasn't necessarily helped them any, but Padres are right behind them with only 12 errors. Speaking of fielding, though, nobody's better than Manny Machado, and Tony and I were talking about his hitting, and I mean, he's obviously the odds-on early season frontrunner for MVP. Not even Nolan Arenado can take this away from him, not the way Manny's played right. So far. And I guess you got a little story coming out about Manny in the New York Times coming up soon. So give me some of your thoughts about Manny Machado. And I don't want to say is he maturing any, but is anything changing as he approaches his 30th birthday?
I'm not sure. I think the biggest thing that strikes me, Chris, is I think he's – what is this, his third or fourth year with the Padres now? Third? I lose count. 2018, 19, I'm looking right now. 19 was his first year. 19, 20, 21 –
this is fourth.
22, fourth year. I think part of that was screwed up because of the 60-game COVID season, But so I think he's been here enough now to where he feels comfortable. That first year, even he admitted, going into that year in San Diego, free agency was crazy, and it interrupted a little bit of his, and it can't help but it affect your winter workout routine when you're a free agent, especially when you're in demand like that. So I think it took him a year or two to kind of get his feet back on the ground from free agency and get settled in a new city. So what I'm seeing right now, Manny at 29, ready to turn 30 later this summer, I think is a guy that is comfortable now in San Diego, stepping up and being one of the leaders of this team. I think he's comfortable in his own skin at this stage of his career. I think things have begun to make sense for him. And I also, what I see this year, and this is one of those things that hasn't, I don't think, gotten talked about enough, but he had that bad left shoulder last year. He tweaked it, jammed it, whatever he did early in the year against the Dodgers. And Manny being Manny, he will not go on that injured list. And he wasn't healthy for most of the year last year. So I think now he is. I think that's one thing we're seeing that's different. But the second thing, going into not being healthy last year, 153 games played this year. I mean, last year. Yeah. And that's Manny in a nutshell. And you cannot put a value on that. I mean, I talked to David Ross about that this week, you know, the Cubs manager, and he mentioned that. He said he is there day in and day out all the time. And that's part of that $300 million contract. It's not just his offense. It's not just his great defense. But it's the fact that this guy plays. And even when last year there was a time that left arm he couldn't even lift, he stayed in there and played anyway.
Yeah, and he still put up the regular offensive numbers that we're used to seeing. It's funny you brought up the everydayness because Eric Hosmer brought it up to us last week on our Friar Friday show where he was talking about that it's an undervalued asset in today's game, a guy who's going to show up every day. Manny certainly does it. The other news that's being reported today, Scott, is that the Padres are nearing a deal with Robinson Cano. Obviously, Cano coming was designated, then released by the New York Mets. He was owed a bunch of money. So this seems to be one of those buy low or low risk, high reward type ideas.
Yeah, I mean, he's still got 2 years and $37.5 million left on his contract. And it should be said, and I know, Tony, you and Chris know this, but for the listeners, when a player like Robinson Cano is released or designated for assignment, the New York Mets will be picking up all but the major league minimum of that $37.5 million. So to your point, Tony, on the low risk end of it, it is. It basically costs the Padres literally not just pennies on a dollar, but basically pennies on the $1 million where this is concerned. So, you know, if he has anything left, from what I've seen the last couple of years, I don't quite get this. I don't think he's got that much left. It reminds me a little bit of when they signed Ian Kinsler on the free agent market. To me, the same type of thing. It's a second baseman. Doesn't seem like he can play much anymore, but he's a veteran. He's a big, you know, he's a good clubhouse guy. Everybody likes Robbie Cano a lot. You know, maybe he'll be another good influence for Fernando Tatis Jr., and others in the clubhouse, but that's mostly what I see. You know, veteran, you know, maybe a pinch hitter off the bench kind of guy.
Scott Miller is with us talking Major League Baseball. We're settling into this thing now. We're about 6 weeks into the season, and things are going along nicely for the Padres with a record of 20-12. But in general, Scott, things are not going along nicely for hitters in Major League Baseball. Just looking at the National League, the New York Mets lead the league in hitting with a .256 batting average. The Arizona Diamondbacks are over .500. They're only hitting .199. How is this possible that nobody can seem to hit? This always happens early in the season. Pitchers are ahead of the hitters. But it seems to be really kind of eye-opening how low some of the batting numbers are now.
It really is, and you're right. I mean, it's amazing. The Mets leading the league in hitting. I mean, you know, they win today 4-1 over the Nationals, and I mean, you look up and down their lineup, there's nothing that jumps out. I mean, you know, Brandon Nimmo is at .290, but you know, they got .254, .233, .278, Pete Alonso .278 in the lineup. I think it's a couple things, Chris. You're right. Offensive is down across the board. You know, every freaking year now we seem to have debates about the ball. Now the ball's, you know, pitchers and hitters are saying it's dead. Pitchers are saying it's not
sick.
Tacky enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever on the ball, maybe that's part of it. I think part of it, too, is the weather – back east in the Midwest has been horrible. They're finally warming up now in places like Detroit and Minnesota, but it's been really, really cold. So it hasn't been conducive to hitting. And I think the thing is, and this is my own read on things. I mean, you guys know it's become a game of home runs or nothing. And I think this year, with the ball not traveling quite so much, I think the rest of these offensive numbers really stand out because, you know, in years when the ball's flying, like every year in the past 6 or 7 years, you know, you kind of overlook the other numbers, right? You know, because, well, there were 4 or 5 home runs hit today. But now with no home runs, what I think that is what magnifies these other numbers, and tied in with all of this, I think, is the poor job of teaching hitting that is being done across the game, because everybody's fallen in love with the launch angle, you know, which in the old days was called the uppercut. So everybody's got a severe uppercut or big time launch angle swing. And that either when there are no home runs, you know, that's an all or nothing approach. In other words, I don't think guys are being taught from the minor leagues up now to hit, you know, go the other way. You know, hey, there's a big gap in right center today. You know, blast a double through the gap. I mean, everybody still goes up home run happy. And I think the whole approach to hitting across the game needs to be reevaluated.
I was in the middle of counting the last, like, normal season, right? Fans, everything, which was 2019. I was up to about 50. Of 50 guys who hit 20 homers or more, that number was 24. So I still had like another possibly, you know, 20 more guys I was going to count. And you're right. Definitely. If the ball is going to be maybe like it was, you know, prior to the last 5 years, you have to rethink all of that, right? You got to rethink launch angle. You got to rethink how you want to attack. Because I tell you what hasn't changed is the pitchers continue to pound the zone at the top of the zone. And uppercutting and high fastballs are like oil and water. They don't mix at all. So we'll see how that goes. In terms of this, the new rules that we have set, it sounds like everything you hear from the minor leagues, that this whole pitch clock thing is speeding up the game in a major way. My question is, though, because one of the complaints I've heard, Scott, is that although it is very effective in the windup when guys are on, should there not be allotted a little more time for runners in scoring position when guys are in the stretch? Because the problem I'm hearing is, you know, when you get late in the games when those situations really matter, I don't think anybody's worried about how much time it takes to throw the ball. Is that something that you think Major League Baseball is still evaluating, which is why it hasn't got to this point of the big league level yet?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's why you test. You use the minor leagues to a degree as a laboratory, and you can test some of this stuff, because when you introduce it at the major league level, you better have all those wrinkles ironed out. Yeah. I agree with you, Tony, that, you know, you get to the point where you know, I mean, these guys are big leagues. I mean, there's big money. You're playing for keeps. I mean, there's pressure. There's fans. There's triple-deck stadiums. And when it's the seventh inning and guys are in scoring position and the game's on the line, yeah, that's when, you know, there's going to be all kinds of hell raised if situation like that, and it's, say, a full count, the base is loaded, and then you don't deliver that pitch within the 20 seconds or whatever they have the pitch clock set at, so the umpire calls automatic ball four because you didn't deliver. And it walks in the go-ahead or the winning run. So you've got – I think they're going to have to evaluate that. I think that's why that's why you test it at the minor league level. And, because just look at when instant replay was brought in. I mean, there's always unintended consequences to everything. And so that's why you better test in the minor leagues. Make sure that when you introduce something in the majors, it's ready to go.
Indeed. Scott, as always, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. We'll catch up again later on.
My pleasure. Both you guys, Chris, Tony, great talking with you. Tony, enjoy Atlanta. And I'll give you a tip if you don't know.
There might be
a Chick-fil-A in the area.
Indeed there is.
They're closed on Sunday, Tony.
They are, but there's one at the stadium, so I'll be able to get it Friday and Saturday. Don't you worry.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Scott. We'll catch you later.
see
that
you
was guys. Scott Miller on of the New York Times on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Always nice to catch up with Scott Miller.
Well, that's good information from Scott Miller there, because who knew there was a Chick-fil-A in the Atlanta area?
Pickles. Man. Yeah, no pickles, please.
I
no
love pickles. The Chick-fil-A pickles.
No pickles on my Chick-fil-A
sandwich. And the special sauce. It's very great. Very great. That's
talking about
English.
The Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
That interview is such an example of what is capable in the world today. We've got Tony Gwynn, who works and lives in San Diego, doing the show from Atlanta. We've got Scott Miller, who works and lives in San Diego, but works for the New York Times. I mean, we're covering the entire country with San Diego guys, but we got them all over and covering all parts of the globe. It's the magic of technology, Scraby.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well done putting it all together.
Oh,
one hour in the can, three to go. Daily Gambit. Haven't played this in a while, or at least I haven't. Mark, Gwynn, and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.